And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper, hello. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is our fifth anniversary show.
5 years.
I can't quite believe it. So, I am going to... The music I've chosen this week reflects labels that have been really, really brilliant to us. It's not all of them. There's far more. This isn't just a self-congratulatory show. There's all the usual stuff and loads of brilliant music on it. I'll tell you about it in a minute. Fuck it. This is The Exploited. That's The Exploited, Tony, and fuck religion. Nice. I figured if we were going to do a fifth anniversary show justice, we really didn't ought to muck about with the music at all. And I thought we might as well start off with that. That is full on proper. When we first started doing the show, I envisaged us playing three tracks like that every week.
Mm.
It just didn't work out that way, and it's become far more eclectic. I'm happy with how it's gone. Anyway, speaking of eclecticism, you're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Thank you.
And what I'm going to do in each section is because the Exploited, the album The Massacre was re-released on CD, possibly for the first time in 2005, on Captain Oi.
Right.
And I have just realised that I haven't got the website for the labels. I've got way too carried away. What I want to know is, what's the MySpace page for The Exploited?
MySpace.com/TheExploited?
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/OfficialTheExploited. Probably be the internet one, Tony Nil. You can find out more about all the band's releases on the Captain Oi label on Captain Oi, that's CaptainOi.com. And do check them out. They're quite simply the biggest resource of punk rock music in the UK. And every single reissue that comes out seems to come through them. They also have some current bands signed them as well. Not least of which are the Fabulous Goldblade. Right. I have a feeling this show is going to be quite long. Because okay. I now also want to mention, in each section, I want to mention one of the other podcasts that have helped us out. Or have been, you know, influential, or have just been friends with us. And the first one I want to mention is XY Rocks, because I know that Marcus from XY Rocks has mentioned us on his show this week, which I believe is show 89, well, certainly the latest show.
Oh, wow.
To find out more about him, go to xyrocks.com. Sorry, Tony, I will let you get a word in edgeways. Yes.
No, just as, oh, wow, that's cool. I didn't realise he'd done that many.
89. Yeah, yeah. So, and do check that out. It's, as I say, each of the shows, I think we're mentioning six, I think. Six or seven.
Okay.
I don't know. Six different podcasts. They're all very different. They're all worth checking out, and they're all worth listening to. So do go to XY Rocks and check that out for some kind of indie alternative music. And the guy's got a message. Right. I've got some MySpace comments, Tony.
Have you?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
MySpace.com/punkyradio. Three of the usual suspects, I have to say.
Okay.
But nevertheless, do leave us a comment if ever you go on MySpace. Just check out, because you should do, to check out the bands we play each week. It's still the best way to get hold of them and find out what they're about, listen to their music. While you're there, click on our page, MySpace.com/punkyradio. Leave a few comments. We'll read them out. As I'm about to do here, this one, fuck me, is it really 5 years? That's flown by at warp factor 10 with Janeway shouting, do it, whilst Paris, Chakotay, Tuvok, Tori and Kim are holding on for dear life. Well fucking done. 5 years of absolute quality chat and music, here's to many more. I think you should play Tony's brilliant fucked up song on the anniversary show, just because it rocks and nothing to do with the fact I played bass on it. Marv, did I read that out last week?
No.
Good.
It came through, I think, just after the show, didn't it? Last week.
Oh, that's right, yeah. So anyway, we are going to play that later on in the show. Thanks very much, Marv, for being a lovely bloke and a regular listener of some import.
And thanks for playing on the track.
Yeah. Otherwise, well, yeah, but he wouldn't have asked me otherwise, would he? Gooper, it is I, Cybercrime. I've been having rather an eventful July, but even so, I've had the presence of mind to say a hearty and heartfelt thank you to Paulie B and Tony for 5 years of punky. I'm truly grateful to you piss mops for all that you add to my life, as every punky fan should be. Congratulations, here's to at least five more. A poog. Now, thank you very much, Cybercrime. I am hoping you mean five more years and not at least five more shows. Just, I realise you could walk at any time, Tony. Anyway, last one. Has it really been 5 years of this debauchery, asshattery and punktasticness? It seems like only yesterday I was messing about on Podcast Alley looking for new punk rock and came across a little show called Punky, playing three songs a week from some secret location in Sherwood Forest. Now the show is nearly three times that much music, and with the magical power of Skype, it can be in two places at once. In 5 years, I've yet to find a better way to start the week than with Tony and Paul and the amazing bands they play for us on Punky. Congratulations on 5 years, guys. Enberrance.
Hey.
Thank you very much, Enberrance. And the three of you have just proved that you write a comment on our page, invariably it gets read out. Right, Tone, you will get the chance to speak in the next section. Sorry about this.
That's okay.
But I want to get on with the next track, because this is, I will tell you about this now. This is by a band called The Master Plan, and this CD came out on Nicotine Records. Nicotine are one of our favourite European labels, based in Italy, and I think Scandinavia, Italy and Sweden, Italy. Basically, they're based in Central Europe, kind of. And they release bands that believe in the music they play, if you know what I mean. And does tend to be greasy, dirty rock and roll. But the Master Plan, this is a right varied album, Tony. And because it's got every single member of the band takes lead vocal duties on the way through it.
Okay.
And the one that I've chosen for this show is track 7. Is it track 7? It might be track 8. No, it is track 7. Are You Crazy? Which has Paul Johnson on lead vocal. Now, we have played another track of it. I can't remember which one, though, that someone else singing on. Don't matter about that. What I want to know is, what is the Master Plan's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Master Plan Music?
No, MySpace.com/ The Master Plan NYC. Because even though it's a European label, they are from New York City. And the album's called Maximum Respect. Came out a couple of years ago now, I think. Do check out Nicotine Records as well. NicotineRecords.com. Probably the internet too. Tony Neil, are you crazy? That's the Master Plan. Are you crazy? You're listening to Dr. Slaggerbury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Just before I ask you to do your usual bit in this bit, I just thought we'd mention another podcast, if you make it. One of the original podcasts that we got friendly with was the very excellent Air Out My Shorts. And you can just type in Air Out My Shorts to Google and it comes up with the website. But the website is theitspot.com. Preston Buttons and the Word Hall. Do what would we call this, an irregular podcast now?
Is it? It used to be every week, didn't it? But I don't know what it is now.
I don't know how often do it now, but do check it out. They read out a short story as essentially the podcast is. They read out a short story as submitted by one of the listeners or anybody who wants to. They've read out a couple of mine in the past, and what they do basically, they take the mick out of the story, but they do it really well. Excuse me, I thought I was going to burp, didn't. And that's more information than you probably needed. Oh, hold on. that was the Twilight and Thieves editorial clap there. Oh, Lord. I wouldn't like editorial clap. Worth checking out. TheItSpot.com. Check them out. Lovely people. Excellent podcast. Right, Tony. Have you got any podcast alley comments?
I do. Thank you for all your podcast added comments over the past 5 years. Still need more, they're still ongoing, so if you haven't voted for us, please do leave us a comment. End of July now, probably best to wait until the 1st of August, which was probably at the weekend. So wait until the 1st of August and then put your votes in again for us, that'd be great. Easiest way to do that is go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in the comment if you so wish, because I read them out. Thank you for all your votes. And then here are the top 5 for this week. Punky is the cream white filling in the Twinkie of life, from Woody B3.
Go Woody B3, I'd like to be the creamy white filling in your Twinkie.
Yeah. So sweet. Not my undercarriage. Help, hello Paul and Tony. Keep up the beastie work. Matt B. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you very much indeed, Matt. What do you mean, not your undercarriage? I wonder what I've threatened someone with now.
Have I voted for July? Obviously not, if this is accepted. Tim Potter, and it wasn't, so thank you for voting for us, finally.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. You did leave that a bit late, though, didn't you? Yeah.
You can make up for it by voting for us early in August. How about
that? Yeah, that'd be sensible.
Core Girl, thank you so much for Mihawada.
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 I love Mihawada. She's just cracking. She's enthusiastic. But I am waiting for this song. I think she said she's going to send me that. I don't know whether she has and I've lost it or what. But if you're listening, Miho, make sure you go. Sorry, that sounds like
Miho.
If you're listening, Miho, or Art Miho, if you're listening, do please send me that MP3 of that full on flautist punk number you said you'd done. I would like to hear it and we'll try and get it on the show as well. Sorry. Anyway.
And finally,
oh, and I've been invited to New Zealand, which is where you live, Mihawada. So look out.
Oh, blimey. Nice.
I don't know when I'll be going, but I've been invited.
Oh, okay. Finally, happy birthday. Happy 5th birthday, guys. I've now been listening for just over 2 years. Favourite song from last week has to be Drunken Balordi, seeing as I'm a huge Gogo Bordello fan. That's from Dr. Spoon. Thanks, Dr.
We've
Spoon.
We've been to Button Moon. We've followed Dr. Spoon, Dr. Spoon, Dr. Spoon, Dr. Spoon. Oh. Yeah, of course she's a Gogo Bordello fan. Surely everybody is.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can not be a Gogo. Which follows, I don't know how you can not be a Drunken Balordi fan, because they are, you know, wouldn't mind themselves saying they are similar. Same sort of deal.
Mm.
That kind of global, world friendly gypsy punk thing they've got going on. Like it.
That's it, Podcast Alley.
Well then, let's get on with track 3.
Never let it drop. Blackie's men doing the impossible again. I just saw one dancing with the mop. You know it's gonna stop. Old Lucky's men.
Delaney Davidson and Lanny's Men from an album I've just put down, from the album Self Decapitation. We've played a couple of songs off this. It's on the Voodoo Rhythm label, who are another one. They've been very influential in the musical development of this show, I would say, Voodoo Rhythm. Would you agree with me there?
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. Since they came on board, we have played a lot more kind of really, really hollowed out blues and really fucked up garage that I don't think we would ever have done before. But anyway, thank you very much to Reverend Beatman sending that to us. It's an excellent album, by the way. Very different. You know, it's as usual, Tony. Every song's different from the last. Fuck Religion. Are You Crazy? Lanny's Men. I wonder what'll be next. What I want to know is, what is Delaney Davidson's MySpace page?
myspace.com/Delaney Davidson?
No, it's not. It's myspace.com/Delaney F. Davidson. Probably being an internet three, Tony Neil. An unusual lead at this stage. I'm sure that you'll agree. Did I just say you're listening to the Dead 60s underneath us right now?
No.
Well, you are.
Cool.
I also want to tell you just a little bit, if I may, just a little bit about a mate of mine that I met in Spain at the cycling meeting called Mental Mickey.
Alright.
And he does an occasional podcast that goes through Psychobilly Deluxe, and he comes out on their server, you know, Psychobilly Deluxe. We're around for a while and then they vanish. Now they're back again and it's full on. I don't think he does a lot of talking on the show. I think it's just a load of Psychobilly tracks in a row, but I looked at the latest show. Great music. If you like Psychobilly, check out Psycho Planet Radio. The easiest way to do that is do it via psychobillydeluxe.com. Now, we, my friend, were both at the same festival yesterday.
We were.
And you got there before me, which means you're allowed to talk about it first.
Okay. Yeah, so we went to Miss of the World on the Sunday. Mr. Saturday. We were on the Sunday. Got to Hitchin' about 12:30, I think. Finally saw Felix's shop, which I hadn't seen before, so that's cool. Wish it was closed. We got to the festival, and what did we check out first? We just had a walk around the stages, really. Checked out the main stage, and then went to the introducing stage, and there was some interesting kind of thrash ska. Kind of like one playing... is it Stop the Beat or something? There's a band we played before, it was an 8-piece thrash ska band, and these were quite similar, but they were much more ska.
Yeah, you mean Beat the Red Light.
Beat the Red Light, that's it.
Yeah.
They were kind of like that kind of deal, but these were more scarring. The ska members were really, really nice, but the thrash members didn't suit it. But when they were scarring away, it was really nice.
It's young people's music, Tony.
It is.
It's young people's music. Is it? Are you starting to get... it's just that thing that... we've said this before, and it's just, as an old git, I do understand young people's music, because young people, as an old git, I don't think have got any attention span at all, so they can't listen to 3 minutes of thrash or 3 minutes of ska or 3 minutes of reggae or 3 minutes of punk or 3 minutes of anything at all. It's got to keep changing. for the lack of attention span. So you get you'll get a song that's 3 minutes long, and it'll be 45 seconds of thrash, 45 seconds of ska, and then back to thrash again, won't it? Or yeah, something like that. And it's fair enough. It is good, but obviously, if you're into ska, you do kind of switch off during the thrash bits, and vice versa, I suppose.
Yeah, that's what basically we did.
Yeah.
It's good. And I think we had a good walk around. We passed there's like a DJ stage there, and he was playing some Clash, but in like a dancey kind of styly.
Oh, right.
It was what? Casper, I think it was. Yeah, and just had a good walk around, watched them, some acoustic stuff. It was like a church / acoustic tent near the entrance.
Yes, yes, the St. Mary's tent.
Yeah.
Named after St. Mary's Church. I actually call that tent the Sky Pilot tent.
Right.
And I don't go anywhere near it.
Okay. Well, we went near a little bit because there's some Indian drums on. And that was quite interesting, so we sort of watched that bit of culture. We also caught, next to that, there was a little area where they do a dance class. We're doing demonstrations. That was interesting as well.
Right. You really did have a fulfilling festival, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a good look around and watched the bees making the honey in one bit of it, and yeah, just tried to get a bit of everything.
See, I got there about 3 o'clock, drank cider until I fell over, and vaguely remember the Dodge Brothers and Glenn Matlock.
Oh yeah, okay.
that was my day, really. Bumped into loads of people that I haven't seen. The Dodge Brothers featuring Mark Kermode, the well-known film critic and very excellent stand-up bass player and harmonica player. He was doing both at the same time, and they were very good. But they were a bit sort of it's pop rockabilly. It's popabilly what they do, really. Very accessible, perfect for festival. Gets everybody jumping about and all that, but not as hardcore as I'd like it, my friend. Not quite as hard, but they were good. But then I went round to watch Glenn Matlock, and because he was in the... Did you go to the tiny little stage?
Which
one
is that?
Did you go round the tiny little stage? It's the first one on the right.
Is it next to the rugby club thing? That had comedians on it, things like that?
Yeah, they have all sorts going on there.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, well, that was where Glenn Matlock was playing at the same time as Get Cake, Wear Cake, Fly, and the other main bands that were on.
Right.
And I went around to watch him, and I watched him about 5 minutes and thought, this is just not my sort of thing at all.
Was it poetry? Was he doing like acoustic poetry or something? Or
no, he's written a load of songs and he was doing them with an acoustic guitar.
Oh, okay.
Right. And it's perfectly right and all that, but I just don't like that sort of thing. I save that for It's a Frog's Life.
True.
Who we'll be talking about later on. I'm not interested in watching that. Anyway, I thought, do you know what? I went off to watch the other stuff, and I wasn't really that bothered about that either. So I went back to watch the end of Glenn Matlock's set. Sat down with a couple of friends from the comedy, who go to the comedy show, my comedy show, should I say. And as I sat down, I listened to one song. I was like, I'm going to go. I was about to go. And then I just heard, just on an acoustic guitar. I went, he's going to do Pretty Vacant, right? And you know what Rhythms of the World... It's a big site, isn't it? And you get a lot of people on it. There are like 20,000 people there. He starts doing that. The thing was, the audience was pretty much between 150 and 200, you know, middle-aged hippies with their children sat cross-legged watching him. And I was pissing myself, and I know that he was finding it really funny as well, you can see. But they were clapping along to Pretty Vacant and getting their kids to dance to it. And we're all sat on the floor, cross-legged, clapping, we're so pretty, oh, so pretty. And I'm screaming, we're vacant! Oh, yeah, so sorry, the thing that I was going to do, I was going to shout at the Dodge Brothers, The Exorcist is rubbish, and try and get as many people as I could to join in with me. But I bottled it.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't do that at all. So I just thought I'd shout, we're vacant, for Pretty Vacant. And that has got to be one of the most unusual ways of hearing that song. It was great seeing Glenn Matlock do it, but it was just, oh, fuck's sake. We went out down the pub afterwards. We got right mash up. We went to, where did we go? We went to the Cock, and then the Sunrunner, and then the Vic, having had a whole day in the sun on the booze. I was in a bit of a mess, mate.
I can imagine.
But I've still got a voice. So I didn't smoke very much.
Oh, how's that going?
Yeah, it's going okay. It's going okay. I'm going 3 or 4 days a week without having a fag at all. And then I am cracking at gigs and having the odd one here and there. Hmm. When I'm out down the pub, I'm having the odd one. But I'm kind of all right about it, especially as I had a few yesterday. When I woke up this morning, it felt terrible. I mean, it really is the fags.
Yeah.
So when I don't have them. Anyway, less about my life. We ought to get on with the next song, didn't we?
Okay, yep. Yeah.
Would you like to introduce it, Tony?
Is it me?
Yes.
This is me. This is a song called Fucked Up, which Marv helped me record. In fact, if it wasn't for Marv, it probably wouldn't be recorded because my band rejected it. I wrote this after my solo album as like another alcohol song, and alcohol turned around and says, "We don't like that, we're not having it." So I went to Marv and says, "Can I record it with you?" So he let me record it. So he played bass, I played guitar, and Mario from The Find plays drums. And it's pretty raw. In fact, as raw as you get, because you can hear me coughing at the start when I'm singing. And
I like that.
I quite like it. I'm really proud of the song. It's quite simple.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So well, what have you missed out here, Tony?
The name of it.
What else?
Do you know the MySpace?
Is it myspace.com/Tony Hearn?
Yeah, I thought I was going to get this one so I could get the points.
No, I've just realised that's the way for me to get the point. Brilliant.
Great.
So, well, you can say the scores now.
Is it 3-1? To you?
No, it's 4-0, my
4-0
friend.
4-0 is it? Oh, crap.
Yeah, I'd like you to say it, go for it, and then introduce the song. Off you go.
It's 4-0 to you.
No, come on, Tony. Do it properly.
Poorly being the internet 4, Tony Hearn, 0. And this is me, Tony Hearn, and Fucked Up. Even if I need it, I don't ever want it. Even when I got it, I don't recognize it. Even though I'm not it, I don't appreciate it. Just because I said it, don't mean to mean it. I am so fucked up. I am so fucked up. I am so even when you see it, gaze right through it. Even when you know it, you can't just admit it. Even when I prove it, you don't believe it. Even when you say it, you still deny it. You are so fucked up. You are so fucked up. You are so haunting. Why you're horrible to me, even though who I am is alien to me. You can try to hang on, but it is such a waste of your time. I find now it's impossible to dream, impossible to dream. We are so fucked up. We are so fucked up.
That was Tony Hearn, Fucked Up. Hey. We do like that. We've played that before, haven't we?
Yeah, we have, yeah. I think a couple of times, actually, to be honest, I think.
Have we?
I reckon so.
Sorry about that. I fucked up.
Hey.
Always working. Right then. So, I don't imagine that you've got so excited. I imagine, actually, you've got so excited about playing that song. You've probably forgotten all about GoDaddy.
I have. You know, I have.
Well, it's a good job I'm here then, because I'll be able to remind you about it. To the tune of Idiot Dub, which is Somebody versus Revenge of the Psychotronic Man. Here we go. Essentially, go down to your web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal. Hang on, what have I done? Oh no, that's right. That you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
SSLs,
and increase site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves. After all, everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY410, that's
PUNKY410,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY411 code, that's
PUNKY411,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because my clients use them.
Now the fun starts. PUNKY412, that's
PUNKY412,
gives you 30% off all .com domains, and just when it couldn't get any crazier, PUNKY20H1, that's
PUNKY20H1,
drops 20% off hosting plans, and PUNKY125, that's
PUNKY125,
gets you a brazen 25% off any order of £65 or more. And finally, PUNKY SSL, that's
PUNKY SL,
which allows you to buy standard SSL certificates for $12.99. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Did I forget to ask you what an SSL was?
You might have done. I can't remember.
Tony, what's an SSL?
SL.
Oh, okay. And you do laugh every time I go,
I forget.
I know, but I've actually written it.
Have you?
It's written up in my little spiel. So that I remember to do it. I would anyway, but I'm so anal. I thought I'd better write that in, or I might forget, because that's such a funny joke in my head. Good Lord. Right, next track. You know how we've just played something by you?
Yeah. Huh?
I want to redress the balance here, mate.
Fair enough.
Let's have it.
Mother masturbation, baby. Mother masturbation, baby. Mother masturbation.
That was a fabulous recording artist called Paul B. Edwards with his hilariously brilliant song Masturbation, which was the very last song that a guy called Floyd ever played guitar on before he died. So there you go. You record with me and then you die. Can't be good, can it? What I want to know is, what is my MySpace page?
MySpace.com/PaulB_Edwards.
It is. The fight back begins. It's Tony 1, Paulie B and the Internet 4. You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. I am just going to tell you briefly about a podcast we've already mentioned, but It's a Frog's Life, and the website is itsafrogslife.net. R. Graham has been very, very supportive of us, hasn't he? The way down. All the time we've known that he is our... What would you call him? I'd call him our brother in British podcasting, isn't he?
He is.
I suppose that would be fair. And he's like, how would I describe the It's a Frog's Life acoustic show? I'd say that basically, I think, Punky Radio is a Friday night rock out show. And It's a Frog's Life is a Sunday morning chill out show. Do you think that's fair enough?
Yeah, that's fair enough, yeah.
So all we need to do is find a British podcast that goes out on a Saturday night. We'll be sorted. The weekend will be full. Right. Now then, have you had any extra luck on band names?
I had a couple of suggestions.
Right, because you might remember that a fortnight ago we said, didn't we, if anyone had any ideas for a new name for your band, to email you to give you those ideas. And a couple have.
Yep, we've had a couple of nominations so far. And I've got three more. So obviously, you know, I'm starting a new band up, so I need to start with the name. And actually, the first one came through from Steph, as in the beautiful Stephanie, who suggested, since hearing of your band name competition, I've been thinking, and finally had this brilliant inspiration, Tony and the Hernias. That's from Steph. So, okay, that's because I had a hernia not so long ago. Not so sure about that one.
I like that.
Okay.
But I'm surprised, though. I was expecting her to say, why don't you call your band Stuka Dive Bomber or something? So it's cool. I like Tony and the Hurts. I think that's all right. Yeah.
Another one from Twilight. Twilight and Thebes.
Twilight and Thebes. They live on the side of a dirty mountain.
Who says, oh, hey there? Good luck with your future band. One name that came to our mind was Tony and the Izzer Twats. Thoughts? That's from Twilight. Again, okay, cool. Getting a lot of Tony and the.
I would just go with Tony and the Twats.
Tony and the Twats.
Or what about Twatty Tony? Oh no, you can't have that. He's the manager of Ireland.
Okay. The problem with Tony and the Twats is, you know, who are you going to get to join the band?
Yeah, fair point.
Who wants to be Twats? Oh, yeah. Well, okay, that's cool.
Well, what about that band, the Twats?
That, of course.
Yeah. Go on then.
And one more from Cybercrime. Hey Tony, it is I, Cybercrime. I have the ultimate suggestion for your new band endeavour. You're going to kick yourself for not thinking of it yourself. It's perfect. Here it is, Tony's International Gig Guys.
Like it a lot, Tony's International Gig Guys. Do you know what, I'm not meaning to take anything away from the current discussion we're having, but I had a bit too much food for my tea, right? Okay. And I've had to unbutton my jeans, right?
Alright.
And for this 5th anniversary show exclusive, I can reveal I'd forgotten that I didn't have any pants on and just gave myself a nice little surprise.
Okay.
Yes, anyway, So do you want to just mention Twilight and Thieves while we're here then, for their podcast?
Yeah, so Twilight and Thieves run, it used to be quite a regular podcast. I'm not sure if they're doing one recently. They broadcast from the side of a dirty mountain, and they talk, is it political? It's all sorts.
It gets a bit racy.
Because she's a dirt... the sex phone lines.
She's a dirty mountain.
Dirty phone lines.
She's a dirty mountain. He lives on the side of her. Yeah. No, I don't know whether she does that now.
Oh, really?
Because I haven't really had a proper conversation with her in quite a while. But yeah, they do a really interesting... Again, if you want an idea of kind of off-grid, left-field US politics, then that is the show for you. And the beauty of it is, it's wrapped up with some knitting patterns and bondage. Which is always nice.
Yeah.
So we think it's twilightandthieves.com, don't we?
It is.
Let's get on with the next song.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because right, this is a label that were very influential in how, when we first got going, they basically, a label called Ban Afro, and hello to Lars, who introduced us to Sweatmaster, who then jumped ship. But they've got a load of other good artists on the label, including the likes of Baby Woodrose and The Setting Sun. And this band, Slide Shaker, now this album came out 5 years ago, and we did play a couple of songs off it. They had a single out, which I can't remember which one the single was, whether it was Bones or The Last Straw. Anyway, it's a great single. We played quite a bit off here. I don't think we've ever played this song. What I want to, and the Slide Shaker are from Finland. Finland. Okay. That's where they're from. Finland. And what I want to know is, Tony, what is Slide Shaker's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Slide Shaker?
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B in the Internet 4. This is from the album In the Raw, which I believe is still available and a well worthy addition to anybody's record collection. This is... Oh, Tony, this one's about you.
Okay.
Unfortunate Son. Gotta keep that bit in so people know the childish way we go about our business.
Okay.
That was Slide Shaker, An Unfortunate Song, from the excellent album In The Raw. My favourite song of that album is a song called Heartbeat Baby that we have played a couple of times. Now, what are you up to this week?
Boring as it is, I've got a massive... I've been working on a project for about 7 months, and the deadline is next Wednesday, so it's one of those heavy work weeks, late nights. Pretty much that's it for this week.
Well, the thing is that you went to a festival last weekend, so that's you covered for a couple of weeks, isn't it?
It's true. Yeah. Are you doing anything?
I've got... actually, I'm doing a lot of work this week, just sort of at home. I've only got one gig at the moment on Saturday night, where I'm headlining a Comedia in Bath. And it's a fairly early show. It's all wrapped up at 10:15, which is good, because it's Vic's birthday. Vic in the Vic. It's her 30th birthday. Happy birthday to you, Victoria, for Saturday. And I have a feeling the pub might not be shutting quite as early as usual. So I am going to hot-foot it back from Bath to try and get in the Vic for, I don't know, I reckon I'll get back in there about 12:30.
Oh, okay.
Things should just be getting going by then. So yeah, so that's all I have to do this week. I will mention, while we're here, another podcast that I would like you guys to check out, if you haven't done it already, Eclectic Mix. George from Eclectic Mix has been a tremendous friend to the show, and Eclectic Mix is just that. It's just a load of random shit.
Right.
Basically, you don't know what you're going to get next. I mean, we make out that every song we play is different from the last and all that, but he goes off the sheet with it. There'll be some trance, then a punk track, then a bit of jazz, then some, you know, South American nose flute or something. You know, it's just bonkers. Check it out, eclecticmix.com, and hello to George. And also, Tony, I do have to say, and I'm sorry that I forgot to do this during the Psychobilly meeting special, but hello to Helen and Aidy, the lovely couple who moved to the third world and sent me a bottle of pastis, who came round to the Psychobilly meeting. They were good with their threat, and they showed up with daughter and boyfriend for the Saturday. So they saw Restless and Garnabats, and we had a fantastic day with them. We weren't with them all day, we just bumped into them over the day, spent quite a bit of time with them at night. What lovely people. And they have asked me to pass on the message that absolutely every single listener to Punky Radio is welcome to go and stay at their lovely house in the south of France for as long as they want to, and they will feed them and give them beer, and they won't have to work, and they'll just be able to live in their house as their children.
That's very nice of them.
It was. Aidy was pissed.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
But yes, I am looking forward to seeing you guys next year, and I'm sorry that I forgot to mention you the other week, but lots of things happened at that festival, mostly in my mouth, so I couldn't remember a lot of it. Anyway, which, that sounded worse than it was.
Yeah, it did.
Lots of things happened in my mouth. What I meant was I drank a lot of booze.
Oh, okay.
Not your dirty mind, Tony.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I've got a dirty mind. That's all I want to talk about in this bit. Is there anything else that you want to mention?
Well,
in that case then, why don't we hear from my favourite Japanese band, Asakusa Jinta.
シングル3年駆け足へやってきました。シャバダバ俺はこの街でこの路地裏新天地でお前と一緒に踊らせろ、離らせろ、パララッタパララッタパララッタ。 てみよう。ねえ、ミラは晴れ人の道、俺はこの街で、この路地裏新天地で、お前と一緒に踊らせろ、はずらせろ。どちらの夢のも俺のことを疑う。正しい割り好きも嫌いも他人に言われるそれはなし。俺はこの街でこの路地裏新天地でお前と一緒に踊らせろ離せろ。俺はこの街でこの路地裏新天地でお前と一緒に踊らせろ離せろ。俺はこの街でこの路地裏新天地でお前と一緒に踊らせろ離せろ。タラララタラララタラララタラ
I didn't mention that last section that you were listening to Mustang Lightning. Thanks for doing so underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony, as always.
That's okay.
Right now, we've got the Cemetery Surfers underneath us. Jeff Ugly Shoes himself has been doing a podcast, but I don't know whether he's kept it up. But the podcast was called Kuru Radio, K-U-R-U. Check that out. It's a kind of... It's a Mississippi punky. He's got a couple of the guys out, the band in there with him for the shows, and he plays lots of unsigned stuff and lots of... He's known for years and all that, and he's pretty cool and chilled out and quite funny.
Yep, good.
That's really patronising. That's damning it with faint praise. It's not fair. Every single podcast we've mentioned this week is worth listening to. Check them out. Make your own decisions. Kuru Radio. But the one that I want to talk about in this section is the ones that I think helped us to break America. In that we didn't have any, we didn't have many listeners at all to start with, of course. And we got in touch with this, with this podcast called Total Talk Nonsense, which has led to Hands Across the Ocean. It's led to physical exchanges. It's led to us going to see them in Chicago. It also led to a lot of sort of good-natured spats between their show and ours in the early days, in the first year or two of our show, I would say.
Yeah.
And we got each other some listeners, and I think it was a bit of a springboard for both of us. It was mutually very good, and their podcast now, I'm afraid I haven't got to hear it recently, but I do understand it's now about 5 hours long.
Yeah.
Right.
They're still going, aren't they?
It is quite long, but it's worth it. There is lots of good stuff. Again, it's a vaguely left-wing perspective. A very political show, but they also do lots of sort of movie reviews and all sorts of things, and they've got interesting lives.
Yeah,
John and Scott, and I do like Phil. I do like the Newsreader.
I think they've just done their 200th show as well, or very recently did the 200th.
Oh, have they really? Well, congratulations to them on their 200th show. Yeah, because I suppose they haven't been going long before we started, have they?
No, they just started just kind of after us, I think. Well, they did their shows as well.
They started before us, but they're erratic, unlike dependable us.
We haven't missed many shows in 5 years.
No, but make sure if there's only one podcast that you listen to this week other than Punky, make it TotalTalkNonsense.com.
Great guys.
Now then, Tony, speaking of John and Scott, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you for all your nominations over the past 5 years. Still need more, so please do keep them coming. Do love a good twat. So please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. And that's what Dan did. who says, "Here is a twat, so that poor girl from Vermont does not have to nominate any more parents or teachers." I nominate the Vans Warped Tour promoter. The Warped Tour is a big festival tour that pairs skaters and extreme sports with an insane number of punk rock bands. An excellent idea. This year, Face to Face, one of my favourite bands, is on the tour. Now, I live in Phoenix, and one would think we would be at the end of the tour when the temperature was getting bearable. No, the Phoenix date was June 29th. Temperature that day, 110 Fahrenheit, which is 44 Celsius. Now, when I was a 19-year-old boy, I would have loved seeing bands from noon till 10, no matter what the heat. But as a 44-year-old with a proper job, it's just a bit too much testosterone-fueled jackassery to bear. So I thought I'd just find out when Face to Face plays, get there a little early, see a few other bands before and after, and relieve a bit of my youth without dying of heatstroke. If I have to leave work early, so be it. However, this is where the twat rears its ugly head. The Warped Tour does not divulge the band's schedule. The only schedule to be had is inside the show once you get there. I understand the need to see new music, but give an old punk a break. Face to Face, better tour on their own this fall. Keep up the great work. Dan, in Phoenix.
Yeah, but hold on. So what's he saying then? That he didn't go at all?
Sounds like he didn't go at all.
When they were on.
Yeah.
You see, I do.
It's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, I quite like the idea of you not knowing when bands are on until you get there. Because it does make you get there for the whole thing.
Mm.
And obviously, because especially kids, they'll go and see their favourite band and then they won't bother watching any others sometimes. So I can understand the point of view, but on the basis that the Phoenix leg of the Warped Tour was programmed for the 29th of June, yes, the guy's a complete fucking numpty.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That's going, well, I know what we'll do. We'll stick a few thousand teenagers in a field and boil them.
Yeah.
So on that basis, yes, fair enough. Do you think that's all right?
I think that's fair. No, it's cool.
Right.
So, the Warped Tour promoter is a twat.
Yeah. Quite a controversial one, that.
A little bit. Yeah.
But justified just on the basis of programming it that day. Again, I'm not too sure I mind about not knowing what time bands are on before you get somewhere. But anyway, it's done. He is a twat. We have sorted that out. Yeah. We have said beyond all doubt that the promoter of the Warped Tour, possibly the greatest touring punk rock show, certainly in the US, probably in the world, in terms of the amount of bands they have on, what they provide, and the huge tour they do each year. For example, they even had the Dead Sixes on one tour. I would love to go to the Warped Tour. In fact, I would like to be a friend of the Warped Tour promoter. I think it's a wonderful thing.
Mm.
And Tony?
Yeah?
We've just called him a twat.
I know. The shot's up to the foot there.
Fitting.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the last song on this week's fifth anniversary show is by a band we played last week, actually. Oh, I think it was last week. It was The Kirks, okay, from their new album Agroculture. They are on TNS. That's not skanking. Oh, but before that, I've completely forgotten. I need to tell you about Japan Files.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
The track was Asakusa Jinta and Riverside Dance. Sorry, I forgot all about it. I got too excited. And absolutely fabulous website, Japan Files. Go on it. You find every form of Japanese music, alternative and otherwise, on there and available for download. Really easy to use the site. Really, really cheap stuff. Brilliant stuff. We've played about 30 different bands off there now. I was very pleased when Japan Files and us had a formal partnership whereby we just said, we'll play your stuff once in a while, and they said, well, you can have it for nothing then. And it was great. That's the kind of contract I like. And that was Asakusa Jinta, who are my favourite Japanese band because they're so mental. Anyway, now it's time for the Kirks. Sorry about that, the Kirks. The Kirks are on That's Not Skanking, who are one of our favourite labels of late, certainly. They've been selling us stuff for, what, 18 months?
Yeah, must be something like that, yeah.
something like that. And they're also responsible for the second stage of Strummer Camp, which, by the way, Andy and Bev from That's Not Skanking, I would love to compare that again next year. So if you do decide that you want to do that again next year, we'll have to work something out fairly early so I don't go and get myself booked somewhere else. But I did have a great time there, and didn't see the Kirks, but they were both very excited about the Kirks' new album, with good reason. Agroculture is a beauty. What do I know is, Tony, first of all, what is Asakusa Jinta's MySpace page?
myspace.com/AsakusaJinta.
It is AsakusaJinta. So it's Tony 3, probably the internet 4. What a fight back. And what is the Kirks MySpace page?
myspace.com/TheKirksMusic.
Oh, Tony, you've blown it. It's myspace.com/TheKirks. I thought it was going to be... This was going to be an honourable draw. I'd had to give myself that extra point in the first half by getting your MySpace right, so it would be a draw, because I knew you'd get the second four, and you've gone and blown it. Ha! Serves you right. Tony 3, poorly beating the internet 5. A triumph. This is the Kirks and Zombie Nation. The Kirk Zombie Nation, Tony. Great album. Do get yourself a copy of that ASAP, and check out the other things on the That's Not Skanking website, which I think is thatsnotskanking.com, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
They've type in That's Not Skanking.
Yeah, they haven't got a MySpace anymore. I think it's just a website.
Oh, really? Have they not bothered with MySpace anymore?
No, I don't think so.
All the bands have. And all the bands should be in our top, well, most of them should be in our top friends on our MySpace page, so you'll be able to track them all down. Anyway, next week we should be relatively back to normal with a new month, so please do vote for us at Podcast Alley. Still want your iTunes reviews. We are going to be looking at those again fairly soon, I hope. And also we'll get some features back in, shall we?
Oh yes,
is it? Well, yeah, I've let them stay. If you've got a joke, please do send it in to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. Same deal, paulieb@punkyradio.com. If you have a poem, title that Poetry Corner. I know I still owe you a couple of judgmentals. I am going to work that out. I need to find the cinnamon gum and check out one or two other things. Do make sure you check out all the podcasts this week's show, all the bands on this week's show, all the various websites of the labels that we've told you about on this week's show, and also, if you get the time, do check out the three internet radio stations that we are broadcast on. They are
PussySkunk.com, WickedRadio.org, and Roach Radio, which you can find on Facebook just by searching for Roach Radio.
Yes. Next week's show, I can tell you in advance that we have had, because I've just opened the mail up, we have got two new releases from That's Not Skanking, from the Dangerous 80s and a Bootscraper. So they will be on next week's show, amongst others. Thank you so much for listening. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.